It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And Mark.
And you're invited to visit our website, freetalklive.com. You will find a bunch of stuff there, and it's all free for you. So head over there, freetalklive.com, get interactive, and enjoy. We go to the phones and the fun unscreen caller. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. It's G again.
Hey, G. Normally we only allow one call per night. I don't know if you were aware of that rule. So
what happened?
Is there good news, or what's up?
No, the people went in to find out when she's getting out. Now they're telling them that she's not even in the computer to get out tonight.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't know if I have something to do with the holidays. They didn't put the stuff through. I'm gonna call up there, and I was gonna give the number if anybody else wants to call.
Who knows? Yeah, but you're welcome too. I don't know if that'll help help things. But
it's hard for people to write telephone numbers down on the radio, but probably your Facebook page is the best place to go. But
yeah,
that's what I was gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll just put it up there.
Yeah, folks can go to Keen Last Biscuit and Savannah Last Biscuit on Facebook and pull that information.
Yeah,
up.
We can't get into our Savannah Last Biscuit. That's the last time we both got arrested. We're not able to get in there.
So then Keen Last Biscuit is where you'll post that number then.
Or mine on G Last Biscuit.
All right, G, we got to let you go. One call per night. Thank you, sir. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. Made an exception there because, well,
it's not in jail. It's not like it's a rule that people know about too much.
No, that's true. That's true. We don't normally have to
take an on-screen call.
That's true. So toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. A bizarre story out of The Guardian in the UK about a, well, I don't know if you call them a band. I don't know if it is a rap group, I guess would be an accurate term. ICP, the Insane Clown Posse. I think it's particularly
interesting. Are they English?
Nope, not at all.
I thought they were like from the southern United States.
Yeah, a couple of American kids.
Okay.
I guess they're not kids anymore. They're in their late 30s at this point.
When you're a rock and roller, you want to pretend like you're a kid as long as possible.
Well, they've been pretending like they're something else for a long time, and that's what the big news is here about the Insane Clown Posse, a rap group known for their violent lyrics and misogynistic and all of that. It is rap, and a lot of rap has that stuff. But these guys are incredibly explicit. Frequently, they're labeled as talentless hacks. And I don't know. I've never heard their stuff.
I think I've seen some stuff on YouTube, but
I've just heard about them over the years. That's all. I mean, I've known people who have been into them, but I don't really know anything about them. And Michelle is here with us tonight. Michelle Seven, who is a Christian, as we discussed last hour. Insane Clown Posse has come out now as Christians after having a 20-year career publishing music that focuses on violence and very not-so-Christ-like behavior here. So let me jump into this from The Guardian. We'll get your thoughts, and certainly want to hear from Michelle on this as well. Milwaukee, a bad and quite eerie part of town. This happens to be the very block where the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer murdered and ate 17 people in the 1980s. Now from all around, thousands of young men and women wearing scary clown face paint are descending upon a disused indoor swimming pool that has been transformed into a music venue. They are Juggalos, fans of Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, the rap duo known as the Insane Clown Posse. At first glance, it might not be obvious why I'm so excited about meeting them. You might dismiss them as just unbelievably misogynist and aggressive, and it's true that their lyrics are indeed incredibly offensive. Take, for instance, at random, and he's now citing a bit of their lyrics here, which I'll have to censor a little bit. I'm hating sluts. Shoot them in the face. Step back and itch my nuts. Unless I'm in the sack, because I'll F so hard it'll break their back. Just a little clip from
Classy.
The Insane
Wow.
Posse.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Christians.
With that.
Now, they've come out here. ICP have been going for 20 years, always wearing clown makeup, which looks slightly lumpy because it's painted over their goatees. They've been banned from performing in various cities where Juggalos have been implicated in murders and gang violence. ICP have a fearsome reputation fostered by news reports showing teenagers in Juggalo t-shirts arrested for stabbing strangers, and lyrics like, barrels in your mouth, bullets to your head, the back of your necks all over the shed, boom shaka boom, chop chop bang. all of which made Violent J's announcement a few years ago really quite astonishing. Insane Clown Posse have the entire time secretly been evangelical Christians.
What?
They've only been pretending to be brutal and sadistic to trick their fans into believing in God.
How is that? How has this been working? Because it doesn't seem like it's a good plan.
They released a song, Thy Unveiling, that spelt out the revelation beyond all doubt. F it. We got to tell. All secrets will now be told. No more hidden messages. Truth is, we follow God, all in caps. We've always been behind him. The carnival is God, and may all juggalos find him. We're not sorry if we tricked you.
Well, actually, I would have a problem with that reasoning as a Christian, because I would say that Satan is the father of lies and that trickery and deception are inherently evil. So
you're saying you don't believe them then, that they are really actually Christians, that this may be just another play for some publicity? Perhaps?
I would disagree on a theological level. I think that God's pretty pissed if this is true, that this isn't the way you should go about it.
Well, yeah, I certainly, on one hand, you mentioned earlier, like the pole dancing and everything, mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people that were very critical of me for doing that, who called themselves Christians and said that, no Christian woman would, do what I did or whatever. Well, I wasn't embarrassed by what I did. But then again, I also wasn't using that as a means of leading people to Christ.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know. if they're saying on one hand that this is what they do for entertain people to make a living, but then to turn around and say after the fact that this was a ploy all along, I don't believe it.
Yeah, it sounds very disingenuous to me.
The claim here is that this happened a couple of years ago, apparently, so it's not like fresh news. They haven't apparently switched back to being non-Christians. They've been Christians ever since. So was it just a ploy to garner some press attention? Because if it was, it did offend a number of their fans. I mean, these guys have had fans, as they're going to point out here, for
people are called juggalos.
Years.
I mean, how many bands have names for their fans? I mean, how many fans would identify themselves with their bands? People like Aerosmith, they don't call themselves Aerosmithians.
Yeah, or Aeros or whatever, yeah.
Right, they don't have terms for that. So clearly this is a group of people that is very, very
devoted.
Yeah, they're devoted.
I wonder also, though, if they're responsible for writing their own lyrics. The music industry
is pretty
really
dull. I mean, from what you're going to hear some of the interview here in a little bit, they don't seem like the brightest bulbs in the basket, and certainly their lyrics aren't particularly, advanced. So, so let me go on here. The news shook the Juggalo community to its core, while some fans claimed they'd actually had an inkling, having deciphered some of the hidden messages in several songs. Others said they felt deeply betrayed and outraged. They'd been innocently enjoying all those songs about chopping people up and shooting women, and all along it was Christian rock. Violent J explained himself unapologetically to a New Jersey newspaper. Quote, you have to speak their language. You have to interest them, gain their trust, talk to them, and show you're one of them. You're a person from the street, and you speak of your experiences. Then at the end, you can tell them, God has helped me. Unquote. Of course, one might argue that 20 years was, under the circumstances, an incredibly long time for them to have pretended to be unholy, and that from a Christian perspective, the harm they did while feigning unholiness may even have outweighed the greater good.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I've come to Milwaukee because ICP have just released their most audacious Christian song to date, Miracles. In it, they list God's wonders that delight them each day. Quote from the song.
Yeah, I think I actually did. I heard this. I think I heard this song.
Hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. Effin' rainbows after it rains.
Yeah, there's effin' rainbows. I remember.
There's enough miracles here to blow your brains. The song climaxes with them railing against the very concept of science. Effin' magnets. How do they work?
How do magnets work, everybody?
And I don't want to talk to a
Jesus
scientist.
Jesus hates magnets.
And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all mother effers lying and getting me pissed. So we'll
show me the money.
We'll get back to these boys here in a moment.
Shoot some hoes.
There's much more to this story here about the Insane Clown Posse coming out claiming to be Christians after a couple decades of writing some of the most violent songs known to mankind. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Quick update. We are being informed that apparently Mama Allie is not going to be released from jail. Apparently, she's being held on other charges.
So, okay.
It's not over yet. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features there are completely free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, and more. We give it all away, and the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You can submit whatever you want from around the internet to our website, and then it's aggregated based on your votes. You vote up what you think is pretty interesting, and then The most interesting and most voted on make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you probably have ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, there's news out of, I guess it's The Guardian in the UK that's doing a very detailed report on the Insane Clown Posse, which is a group, a rap group that has been, well, besmirched in many circles. I've never heard their music. Mark, apparently you did hear one of their songs.
I've heard this song that you were reading previously.
Recently, which was one of their Christian songs, because now Insane Clown Posse has come out, I guess as of a few years ago, a couple of years ago, as Christians. And this after having a career that has been centered around having some of the most offensive, basically putting out songs that are as offensive as they possibly can put out. Misogynistic, violent lyrics. Now saying that all along they've actually been evangelical Christians and they hid pro-Jesus messages, apparently, in their old songs.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. You said you'd seen interviews and that they weren't the brightest bulbs in the box.
This interview is the only thing I've ever seen. Okay. You'll hear some of what they have to say.
And if they're dum-dums, then I suppose they might be thinking that they're going to trick people into being Christians by talking about blowing sluts' brains out all over the shed or whatever it is.
That's what they're suggesting here, is that it's basically reverse psychology or something like that by using this horrible...
I'll be using reverse psychology and stuff.
Horrible lyrics there. They believe they were actually somehow encouraging their listeners to, go to God as a result of the contrast of their lyrics, I suppose.
Actually, I'm reading something about them. So Dark Carnival is what their mythology is based upon, and it says here that it is a concept of the afterlife in which souls are sent to a form of limbo while waiting to be sent to heaven or hell based on their individual actions. So maybe they take themselves to be like a modern-day Dante. I don't know.
We'll get you some more details on what these guys believe. According to the story here over at The Guardian, So we were just telling you about some of the lyrics from their song Miracles, where they are listing what they consider God's wonders, including long-necked giraffes, effing rainbows, and effing magnets, also saying they don't want to talk to scientists, y'all mother effers lying, etc.
Those scientists, they're lying.
10 p.m. upstairs, thousands of juggalos are getting drunk in readiness for the show. The atmosphere is riotous and exciting. ICP have a gimmick of throwing gallons of cheap fizzy soda onto the crowd, and many juggalos are crushed into the barrier in the expectation of getting soaked and sticky. Backstage,
yuck.
ICP arrive to meet me. They're wearing their full clown makeup. They refuse to meet journalists without it, and are immediately delightful. They smoke, but considerately blow the smoke away from my face.
How nice.
Oh, sorry. Let me put that out. That's some BS on my part, says Shaggy to Dope when he sees me flinch slightly away from it. But they also seem melancholy and preoccupied with the negative critical responses to Miracles. Saturday Night Live just parodied it. Effin' blankets, how do they work? Says the parody. And the internet is filled with amused and sometimes outraged science bloggers dissecting the lyrics. Violent J and Shaggy have been watching them, they tell me, feeling increasingly saddened and irate. Violent J says, a college professor took 2 days out of her effing life to specifically attack us. Oh yeah, she had it all figured out. One of the ICP road crew locates the video on his iPhone.
How much time did this guy spend producing the song where they said that scientists are lying?
I don't know.
More than 2 days, probably, I can tell you that. More than 2 days out of their effing lives.
One of the ICP road crew locates the video on his iPhone, and it is indeed withering. The Miracles video is not only dumb, says the critique, but enthusiastically dumb, endorsing a ferocious breed of ignorance that can only be described as militant.
That sounds right to me.
The entire song is practically a tribute to not knowing things. Violent J says, F you, man, shut the F up. Did you anticipate this kind of reaction, I asked them? No, sighs Violent J. I figured most people would say, wow, I didn't know Insane Clown Posse could be deep like that. But instead, it's ICP said a giraffe is a miracle. Ha ha ha, what a bunch of idiots. He pauses, then adds defiantly, a giraffe is an effing miracle. It has a dinosaur-like neck. It's yellow. Yeah, technically an elephant is not a miracle. Technically, they've been here for hundreds of years. Thousands, murmurs Shaggy. Have you ever stood next to an elephant, my friend? Asked Violent J. An effing elephant is a miracle. If people can't see an effing miracle in an effing elephant, then life must suck for them. Because an elephant is an effing miracle, so is a giraffe.
Well, I'm with him that life on this planet, including elephants and giraffes,
and animals are wonderful.
Very, very charismatic megafauna. I get it. I think I'd say that all life is miraculous, including effing magnets are also miraculous.
We'll get to the magnets.
Once that everything's a magnet, once that everything's a miracle, then, you know, like, it's all miraculous. I can see the awe in it, I guess.
Yeah. I'm elated by all this. You don't understand how happy this makes me to hear right
that
now.
That ICP is are Christians? Or?
No, that this group is changing up its story, and that they have had this interview where they're showing themselves to be so incredibly stupid. They've had two Grammys.
Have they?
Yes. Okay. And like a couple gold records or something.
I'm sure they got golds. Gold's just selling.
Okay. And so you know, in bull markets, when the markets are going up and everyone's risky, groups like that can make money absolutely selling nothing of value.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the markets contract, that's when we start to actually see the cream rise to the top. And this garbage is just going to go by the wayside, and I'm saying good riddance.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like they still have plenty of fans after they're coming out.
I think there's no accounting for taste when it comes to music, especially a music of a generation that is different than your own. You know, I can get the ones from the generations prior. I just can't get them when you're starting to talk about, you know, people right now. I just don't get it. And this Insane Clown Posse fits into that category. I'm never going to understand their music.
We watched the video another few seconds. From the video, the quote is, "It becomes apparent that Shaggy and Jay consider any understanding of the actual workings of these miracles to be corrosive. To them, knowledge is seen as a threat. For ICP, a true understanding of effing rainbows would reduce them to, as Keats put it, the dull catalog of common things." Violent J shakes his head sorrowfully, saying, "Who looks at the stars at night and says, 'Oh, those are gaseous forms of plutonium,'" he says. "No, you look at the stars
and you think..." Are stars plutonium?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't. But I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't
There may be some plutonium in them, but I'm not going to go for a gaseous form of plutonium in the stars.
He says, "No, you look at the stars
and
you think...
hydrogen and helium.
Those are beautiful." Suddenly, he glances at me. The woman in the video is bespectacled and nerdy. I am bespectacled and nerdy. Might I have a similar motive? "I don't know how magnets work," I say, to put him at ease. "Nobody does, man," he replies, relieved. "Magnetic force, man. What else is similar to that on this Earth? Nothing. Magnetic force is fascinating to us. It's right there, in your effing face. You can feel them pulling. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't touch it. But there's an effing force there. That's cool." More coming up at 800-259-9231. You take control. Magnets are pretty cool.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So head over there, enjoy those on us, archives included. If you missed a moment of the show, no big deal. We've got them there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth. And then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to 2006, late 2006, all courtesy of our friends over at MemoryDealers.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
Whoops. Memory Dealers brings you the webcam. I screwed that one up.
I wasn't paying enough attention. Sorry.
800-259-9231. Michelle Seven joining us in studio. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh,
Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely appreciate you. We definitely need to have you back. This is fun.
Thank you.
Always like having a female voice on the program, especially one as wise as yourself. So we're talking about a story here that you can relate to, I think, to some extent, as the resident Christian on the program.
I'm token.
Do we have any others? Any other Christians?
Wayne would probably
be. Is Wayne a Christian?
He's certainly,
he's
yeah.
He's a little frou-frou with the, he's a little more.
What frou-frou means, exactly.
Well, I mean, Wayne's kind of into the alternative medicine stuff.
I don't think that's
I am also.
You wouldn't say he's more new agey than
no,
Christian?
No, I do not believe that's okay. The case. Gardner?
Gardner is kind of a Christian, yeah, but he hasn't.
Shauna Nash is also.
We're talking about co-hosts on the show.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Who
I thought you meant
Free
like
Talk
in
Live.
The community.
No. There are plenty of Christians in the Liberty community,
right.
Absolutely. And
right.
They're really just some of the nicest Christians I've ever met. They're the Christians that are... the kind of folks that will respect other people's having different belief systems and not constantly be proselytizing towards them.
And I think that they're some of the nicest atheists I've ever met in this movement, too.
Indeed.
It's all about voluntarism and allowing other people, you know, the right to have their own beliefs. And as long as they don't use force, coercion, or fraud against you, then you can coexist peacefully.
So I'd love to get back into that conversation maybe a little bit later, but let's keep talking about these insane clown posse guys, and I would hesitate to call them gentlemen. Not that I've ever met them, but just kind of based on the way they, what their lyrics have contained over the years has been some of those violent, misogynistic, dangerous lyrics. In fact, people, of course, blame ICP when they go out and commit crimes against random strangers.
Yeah.
Because of the content.
And that's been
of these,
going on a long time with lyrics. A lot of different bands.
You know, so,
I don't think ICP has any responsibility for anybody who might call themselves a juggalo for, you know, crimes that those people commit.
Juggalo being what their followers call themselves. And a lot of the juggalos were very upset a couple of years ago when
Moron was already taken.
When ICP already came out. Well, you know, it's not fair, Mark, to say that. I know a couple people that you know, have been into this particular music, and I would not consider them morons.
I'm talking about people that would go out and commit crimes.
Oh, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And then blame it on
like hurt people. Yeah,
blame it on the insane clown.
Gotcha.
Old people are never going to get younger people's music.
Right.
And honestly, I went back and listened about a decade later to the Cramps' "Bad Music to for Bad People" album. And I'm sure that Gardner would, right now, if he were on, he would be saying what a great album that is. And it was certainly a seminal album. But I listened to it 10 years later after high school, and I couldn't stand that crap.
Not that the Insane Clown Posse encourages intelligence. Indeed, in their culture, it seems to be that ignorance is worshipped. And that's kind of what they're talking about here in the Guardian story, where they're discussing how they've come out of the closet and claim to have been evangelical Christians this whole time. So back to them talking about how great they think things like magnets are. After describing how wonderful magnets are, Shaggy says the idea for the lyrics came when one of the ICP road crew brought some magnets into the recording studio one day, and they spent ages playing with them in wonderment. Gravity's cool. I don't know. Violent J says, but not as cool as magnets. I admit that fog constitutes quite a low threshold for miracles. Fog? Violent J says, surprised. Well, I clarify, I've lived around fog my whole life, so maybe I'm blasé. Fog to me is awesome, he replies. Do you know why? Because I look at my 5-year-old son and I'm explaining to him what fog is, and he thinks it's incredible. Ah, I gesticulate. If you're explaining to your 5-year-old son what fog is, then why do you not want to meet scientists? Because they're just like you, explaining things to people. Well, Violent J says, science is... we don't really... that's like... he pauses. Then he waves his hands as if to say, okay, an analogy. If you're trying to F a girl, but her mom's home... F her mom. You understand? You want to F the girl, but her mom's home. F the mom. See?
That's the analogy?
Yeah, as to why he doesn't want to meet scientists, apparently.
It didn't make
sense to me either.
How does this speak to the Christian community is what I want to know.
About effing someone's mom?
Yeah. I mean... It doesn't seem to represent any of the Christian values that I've ever heard.
Well, I'm kind of curious... has there been a catalyst for this reawakening of their spirituality or their coming out? Did any of them get busted with drugs and possession and now they're, saying...
It's not made clear.
I'm a born-again believer. You got to know that.
And, they're claiming they've been all along. But this has just been a grandiose plan on behalf of God to draw people to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's... It seems to me, if I was going to speculate, and that's what I'm going to do here... I think that they just wanted to make the money. That they felt like there was a group of people out there that they were going to exploit. If they are, in fact, Christians, really terrible ones. And
they must not have thought about it too hard because, I mean, don't you think they'd also be losing money from their angry fans who would be frustrated by that?
They've got enough money now.
I see. So they just thought it would make extra money.
No, I think...
You're saying that coming out as a Christian would make them more money?
But I mean, having done the band the way they did it previously, as real Christians, mm-hmm. is what their claim is, that they were just trying to exploit a segment of the market that they felt that they could make money off of.
So I look blankly at him, says the author. You mean And Violent J replies, now, you don't really feel that way. You don't really hate her, Mom. But for this moment, when you're trying to F this girl, F her. And that's what we mean when we say F scientists. Sometimes they kill all the cool mysteries away. When I was a kid, they couldn't tell you how pyramids were made. Like Stonehenge and Easter Island, says Shaggy. Nobody knows how that S got there. But since then,
son, now they do.
Scientists, do they know how Stonehenge got
yes.
there? Really?
Yeah, I saw a guy put together, basically do it with rolling logs and that kind of thing.
Wow.
He put some giant rocks upright, and it's
that's know, great.
Levers and
pulleys and levers, yeah. Right. But since then, scientists go, I've got an explanation for that. It's like, F you, I like to believe it was something out of this world.
Hmm. You know, I think there's a big difference between him... someone saying that they've always been a believer and that they were, you know, doing this and making a break from their lyrics saying, you know, we've had an epiphany and maybe we ought not
right.
to call
that would
young girls
fine.
Moms sluts or whatever. That to me would resonate a little bit better. You know,
but I guess it would be a lie if this is what they, you know, in fact believed. I mean, I would be all on board if that's what they said, Michelle. I absolutely
yeah.
agree. But I guess they're saying here that we were Christians all along and hiding Jesus messages in our violent, disgusting lyrics. Weird.
Stuff. Violent J's real name is Joseph Roos. Shaggy's is Joseph Utzler. They're in their late 30s. Their career, while at times truly glittering, is littered with inadvertent mistakes. Both born and raised in Christian homes in Detroit. They've known each other since high school. We were dirt poor, Shaggy says. You can't get no poorer. Fighting food stamps. I was an effing thief for a living. Hustling, getting money. We were balls deep in that S. Their first band, Inner City Posse, was without clown makeup. They were gangster rappers and consequently found themselves behaving in a gangster-like manner. In 1989, Violent J was jailed for 90 days for death threats, robbery, and violating probation. When he got out, he and Shaggy made some life-defining decisions. How could they keep their rap career going but move away from the destructive gang lifestyle? How could they change their band's name but keep the initials ICP? People liked the initials ICP. And then it came to them in a flash. Insane Clown Posse. Killer Clown Rap. It was the perfect outlet for their emotions. Write about the pain and the anger through the prism of horror movie imagery. A whole new genre. We'll come back with more about...
That, by the way, was sheer genius.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Well,
ICP. I think it's excrement, not pee.
More coming up. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Do you believe them? Are you an ICP juggalo? How do you feel about their shift to Christianity? It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, bring up anything. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
Shouldn't look at the chat room during the show, Michelle.
Well, she's not still used to her cues either.
I know.
No.
She's new at this. That's okay.
And you didn't cue me the second time that y'all went around. Instead, it was like a commercial, and I got confused. And
that's all right. You'll work it out. It's all good. Over time, we'll get this together. So 800-259-9231. But the chat room is definitely distracting when you're on there. Always best for the breaks. And I hear they're being mean in the chat room.
Well, it also says I want seven so bad, and I.
You're a beautiful woman.
No doubt about it.
It's a woman that's saying that.
It's a reason to look at the webcam tonight. It's a shame she's not sitting in your seat, Mark. This would be better. The webcam would you know, she's far away from the cam in this particular setup. So we're talking about the Insane Clown Posse, and they have come out, apparently, as claiming to have always been evangelical Christians. The whole time they were singing about killing mother effers and effing women and beating them or whatever it is that their lyrics included. Not so nice lyrics. But apparently they're Christians the whole time. And the author over here at The Guardian, guardian.co.uk, in this case, John Ronson, is doing this report. He met up with them, had the chance to interview these guys. Let's continue. Violent J says, we had to work our butt off from the ground up. We don't get radio play. We don't get video play. We get nothing. This is our video play. He indicates the dressing room. Being on the road, we didn't have no Jay-Z telling everyone, hey, look at these guys. We're friends with them. Listen to them. To this day, we don't get that. This aspect of things might have turned out rather differently.
And I've got to say that, as far as looking at them from a band standpoint, they did a great job in marketing themselves. They came up with an idea that hadn't really been out there, you know, Kiss maybe.
Kiss did the face makeup.
They did the face makeup, but this whole thing around the Insane Clown Posse, taking Dante's Inferno, putting their own stamp on it and all that stuff, I think that's amazing marketing. I think that they're exactly right. They did manage to make rap, a special type of rap, and they had nobody's help doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them all the props in the world for that, but
you can't knock success, right?
Yeah, this thing claiming to have always been evangelical Christians when talking, in just a terribly violent fashion, That just, it just turns my stomach.
This aspect of things might have turned out rather differently had Violent J not made their first big error. It was 1997. Insane Clown Posse were enjoying an early flush of success. Their albums Riddlebox and The Great Malenko.
Early flush. They were in. They had a band in 1989, didn't they?
Had sold a million copies, but how many bands right out of the box?
None. They said early flush of success.
Their albums Riddlebox had sold a million copies. One night they were in a club when a young man handed them a flyer inviting them to a party. The flyer read, featuring appearances by Esham, Kid Rock, and ICP, maybe, in parentheses there. Why are you saying we're going to be playing at your party when you haven't asked us? Violent J yelled at the boy. It says maybe, he said. Maybe you'll be there. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you right now. Are you guys coming to my party or what? F no, Violent J replied. We might have if you'd asked us first before putting us on the effing flyer. Well, that boy grew up to be Eminem. And incensed, he's been publicly deriding ICP ever since in lyrics such as, quote, ICP are overrated and hated because of their false identities, unquote. Mm-hmm. An observation that turned out to be prophetic. According to Violent J, from the very beginning of our music, God is in there, in hidden messages. Can you give me some examples, I ask? Well, there's a small silence. He looks torn between revealing them or maintaining the mystery. He shoots Shaggy a glance. The riddle box, he finally says. Here's the quote from the lyrics. Hey, what's up, mother effer? This is Shags to Dope, congratulating you on opening the riddle box. It looks like you've received your prize. The cost, what it cost, was your ASS, bitch boy. Ha ha ha. That's the riddle box, 1995. So here's what that meant to them. According to Violent J, if you died today, God forbid, if you were hit by a car and you had to turn the crank to your own riddle box, what would pop out? Would it be God or would it be the devil? Only you truly know the answer to your own riddle box. We're asking the listener, what is in your own riddle box if you were to die today? Shaggy says, because you can't lie to yourself, man. Violent J responds, only you know the answer to that riddle. And then there's the Ringmaster. In the Ringmaster, we say when you die, you have to face your own beast. Somebody who has lived a life of religion, they face a very small and weak beast when they die. But somebody who's an evil bastard will have to face a monster. The question is,
Where did they get this from? They just made this own. They just made this crap up. They've got their own religion. They are not Pentecostals.
The question is, how big is your Ringmaster? If, God forbid, you are hit by a car, ask yourself, John. Violent J looks me in the eye. How big is your Ringmaster? Now, is this kind of what you were talking about earlier, Michelle, where they're taking Dante's Inferno and other old books and kind of melding them into their own philosophy or their own worldview or religious view?
Dante's, he wrote three books, actually. One was The Inferno, then there was Purgatorio and Paradiso. So one was about hell, one was about purgatory, and one was about heaven. And it appears that, whoever was the ringmaster behind this clown show, extracted concepts from that. But it surely is not as sophisticated as Terza Rima in Italian, no.
The question here is from the author is, well, how come it took you so long to make the announcement? Violent J responds that you had to gain everybody's attention. You had to gain the entire world's trust and attention. So I ask, well, so all those unpleasant characters in the song, like the narrator in I Stuck Her With My Wang, they're examples of people you shouldn't be? Huh? Says Violent J. Well, it's very unpleasant, I say. I stuck her with my wang. She hit me in the balls. I grabbed her by the neck, and I bounced her off the walls. She said it was an accident and then apologized, but I still took my elbow and blackened both her eyes. That's clearly a song about domestic violence, so your Christian message is, don't be like that man? Huh? Violent J repeats, mystified. There's silence. I stuck her with my wang is funny, Violent J says. Jokes. Jokes, man, jokes, jokes, jokes. It's just a ridiculous scenario. Silly stories, man, silly stories. What's she doing kicking him in the balls? We find it funny, but we're saying, while we're close, while we're hanging, hey, man, do you ever ask yourself what's in your riddle box if you had to turn the crank today? They're really reaching, aren't they? But still... So according to the author, he says, well, given you were secretly Christian, are there any lyrics you now regret? There's a silence. Yeah, Violent J says quietly. Well, which ones? Dumb, stupid, idiotic lyrics that I said without knowing any better back in the day. Like what? Well, I really don't want to say. There's one lyric. He trails off, suddenly looking really sad beneath the clown makeup. Just dumb lyrics. I said one lyric one time that I hate. I may have been feeling really down that day. I said something. I live with that every day. I don't want to point it out. I later do a search and find it difficult to pinpoint exactly which lyric he may be referring to. It just might, I suppose, be, quote, I took aim at a stray dog and I blew out its brains. It was fresh as hell. No feelings for others. You gotta be cold. Apparently that's that should be the anthem for the police, I think.
Wow.
Shooting dogs. I later, according to Violent J, says, releasing the unveiling, or thy unveiling, coming out as a Christian, was the most exciting moment of his life. He says, it felt so good, brother. I was effing in heaven. Let me tell you something. I would go running at night, and my feet wouldn't even touch the ground. I had my headphones on. I'd be listening to thy unveiling, and I'd be in such a zone that my feet wouldn't even be touching the ground. I'd be literally levitating. He was worried, of course, about the reaction from the Juggalos, and sure enough, the emotional impact shook the whole Juggalo foundation for good and for ill. Why did the Juggalos what did the Juggalos who opposed to it say? I asked. They said, F that, says Shaggy. But the Juggalos and Juggalettes who were for it were so touched, said Violent J. They said they loved us. And then the reviews came in. Blender Magazine, in its list of the 50 worst artists in music history, call ICP the very worst of all. Insane Clown Posse sound even stupider than they look. Two trailer trash types who wear face paint, pretend to be a street gang, and drench Cult TiVo tees in cheap soda called Faygo. Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope are more notorious for their beef with Eminem than their ham-fisted rap rock music. And their nadir, Blender said, the worst musical moment from the worst band ever is The Wraith, Shangri-La, the album that climaxes with Thy Unveiling. I suddenly wonder halfway through our interview if I'm looking at two men in clown makeup who are suffering from depression. I cautiously ask them this, and Violent J immediately replies, I'm medicated. He says, I have a lot of medicine that I take for depression. Panic attacks are a really serious part of my life. He points at Shaggy. He's gone through some things as well.
He should ask for a miracle. To be healed.
To be healed from his depression?
Yeah.
Well, they have an explanation for the depression here in a moment, and we'll share that with you. Talking about the guys from the Insane Clown Posse, and wondering if you have any experience with this. Are you one of their fans, and how did you take the revelation, if you will, that they've actually, in point of fact, been evangelical Christians this whole time while writing about punching a woman elbowing a woman in the eyes and beating people and killing dogs. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors, won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.